Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome to track three on this masterclass for What Do I Want? And inside this masterclass, we're working through a three-step process to define what you want. In the first track, we started off pretty vague, saying, well, there's a lot of problems with the old ways that we're trained to create our goals. And if we want to create goals in a way that we can actually keep moving forward, we want to define these goals as a process. And in doing this, we laid out three steps, which we're working our way through on these tracks. In the last track, we dropped down deeper into the first step, which is, what do you want? And there we looked at different ways of clarifying it. Getting in touch with your whys. Honing in on your values and beliefs. Identifying, well, how do you actually win? And then we finished up the track by walking through an exercise where we started with the grandest vision and then brought it all the way back to just those small steps that are right in front of you. Now, in this track, we're going to go deeper into the process. So, whereas we've set a lot of this up, now we're honing in on the roadmap, which is, okay, so you're oriented towards the grandest vision. You've identified there's just steps in front of you that you take now. So how specifically do you do this? A number of times I've used the metaphor of driving across the country. So you're sitting in your driveway in California, and you're driving to New York. We said, oh, the grandest vision is just that big picture of where you're headed. That might be 30 years, 40 years from now, looking out into your career, looking out into your life and imagining, ah, oh, this is the life that I want to be living. Might be 5 years from now. Yet you're giving yourself just that general direction. As Stephen Covey trained, beginning with the end in mind. From here, you're able to look back and see there's lots of different ways that you might get there. And you don't need to know how you get there. As we've talked about since the beginning of this masterclass, what matters most is rather than sitting in that driveway thinking, well, what turn do I make when I get to Nebraska? You only need to get moving. Because we often find ourselves stuck in these sorts of decisions. What do I do? What do I want? How do I do it? What steps do I take? It can all become very overwhelming, and that can keep us more stuck. But if you just start the car and drive out of the driveway, and you're headed in the right direction, you can keep making it up along the way. And as you get out on the open road, you get to make new choices. And the same is true in the way we're thinking about the goals in your career. All that matters is you get moving. Because once you get moving, you're opening up new choices. And from there, you just keep navigating all the way to that grandest vision. And as we've said, you don't need to know what that is. On that road trip, you might get halfway across the country and decide, huh, you're going to head to Florida. Or you're going to head to Maine. You can make that choice once you get closer. And as long as you're moving forward in the right direction, you're opening up more choices. This, of course, seems obvious when you say you're no longer stuck because you're now moving forward. But that's the model that we're building. And the key to this is this dual-track roadmap that we're going to be going through. See, what the roadmap does is it basically says, ah, there's a lot of ways you can go. So how do you set up a process so you can just explore those tracks now? So to use the example I gave earlier of one of my earlier clients coming to me asking, do I retire or not? That's a really hard question. Obviously, he'd thought about it a lot. He'd drawn up his lists of pros and cons. Yet he couldn't decide. And as we've talked about, that's where we get stuck, at the decision point, saying, do I do this or do I do that? And instead of forcing a decision, what we did was created a process where he could evaluate those choices over time. So rather than forcing a decision when he didn't yet need to make one, we ran this dual-track roadmap. So while he was on his status quo track in his current job, he could be looking forward and thinking, okay, so what do I need to be doing right now just to keep this job moving forward? And then secondly, in his case, the other path was, do I retire? So at the same time, we started exploring that track, building a very basic process for him to evaluate these sorts of choices. And here, very quickly, he became unstuck. Whereas when he came to me, he felt, oh, this is just such a hard decision to make. I don't know whether to do this or that. As we just kept exploring it, he kept on collecting more intel, and the answer became obvious over time. It's the same notion that we talked about right up front of running a marathon. If someone said to you, are you in shape to run a marathon tomorrow? That's a hard goal to achieve. But if you had 6 months to train for a marathon, you know that it's not about achieving that goal, but building a process that enables you to just take those steps every day that gets you in shape inevitably to run that marathon in 6 months' time. And that's all we're doing in this masterclass is converting goals to processes, converting this hard question of what do you want, or the lower quality question, what do you do, into a process that enables you to solve it so you can keep moving forward now. In this track, we're going to go deeper into the dual track roadmap and specifically lay out how do you use this to navigate these hard choices. And then in the next track, we're going to pick it up and get more specific again and hone in on those steps that are right in front of you and how you tackle those and crush them to keep driving towards what you truly want. Let's talk more about the roadmap, which I think of as the ultimate mapping tool for your career and life. See, when I first stepped back and I was asking these questions for myself, what do I want? And spent years of my life trying to figure it out.